Oh.
6 minutes past eight now.
We're celebrating everything Greek. And when we say everything, we mean like a couple of things. We've already had Anthony Costa from Blue on, who's kind of Greek. He brought in some halloumi.
Yep.
Of course, everyone knows Cyprus's favourite cheese. And some olives. I think the olives, though, are from Huddersfield.
Now, this is where it gets really exciting, because we have another live Guess Who situation. Chris, you are blindfolded currently. Can you confirm that?
Pardon?
Can you confirm that?
I'm sorry, I can't
see. Let's bring in our next surprise guest.
Wow.
And then when I say take it off, you take off your blindfold.
Do I not get to guess?
No, you take it off and then you can begin the game of guess who they are.
But I will see who they are.
No, you won't, because we have disguised this person or persons.
Oh, persons. Is it the rest of blue?
Right. Are you ready?
I think so.
Take off the blindfold and let's play live guess who.
I'm taking the blindfold off now. Oh, can I just, before
yeah.
we go on,
yeah.
Matt, hit the lights. I've got to say, I've got to take a picture of what I can see right now, because that...
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
1 second. That is brilliant.
I didn't know it was meant to be a surprise.
Yeah, now... Okay, right, so, let me describe what I can see in front of me. I can see, two men.
Yeah.
One looks slightly older than the other.
Yeah.
One of them holding their new book.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Alan. Has that ruined the surprise?
Well done, boy. Well done. Well done, mate.
Can I just say that I have watched these people. I have imitated these people. One of them is far better than the other one.
Yeah.
His dad is a little bit slow sometimes. There's only one real star in the act. But I can predict that... Are you looking at me through the whole... They've got boxes on their heads with holes in so they can speak. However, one of them keeps peeping through.
Is it Jamie and Harry Redknapp?
No, it's not. Right.
Is it George Michael?
No. George Michael, by the way, the rumour was that George Michael was on his way here.
Right.
Yeah, but... You fell asleep at the lights, didn't you?
There you go. Hello, thank you very much. I think it's Stavros Flatley in front of me.
I didn't know it was a surprise. I didn't realise it was meant to be a surprise.
And I know it's them because they put on the Twitter yesterday that he was going to be on the show.
Is there a...
Yay!
Who knew it was meant... No one told me it was meant to be a surprise.
That's all right. That's all right. Wow,
really
look.
Sorry.
Nice to meet the pair of you. Look at this.
Morning.
Oh, wow.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm very good, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you're famous. You're the fella off the telly. Hello, man, how are you?
Hello, Chris, how you doing?
I'm very, very well. Wow, how exciting. Look, I've got them in the studio. So you're Dimitri.
Yeah.
And your name is?
Laggy.
Laggy. So as I'm saying that right, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Laggy.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'll call you Paul. So your lives must be upside down now. You must be crazy lives that you're
it's
living.
It's mad. It's insane. We can't believe we're here as well. It's just gone mental.
Laggy, have you left school yet? Have you got out of school? You don't need school anymore. You don't. You can perform now. Make loads of money. You don't let him go to school anymore. He doesn't need to go.
We've had to come out for a little while, but he's got a tutor.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, listen, you know all these gigs that you go to, Laggy?
Yes.
I know you love your dad very much and you trust him.
Yes.
You know when you could do all these big showbiz events and these gigs?
Yeah.
You know you ain't doing it for free.
Don't tell him that. Jesus Christ, don't ruin it.
Where's all this pocket money?
No, don't worry about this pocket money. Shh. What did I say? There's some dirty words.
So, and you've got a book.
And we got a book out. But before we say about the book, I've got you some presents.
Oh, I like presents.
Listen, we got you a couple of towels.
Oh, they're nice.
Listen, they were meant to be in bags, but me and Leggy got caught short at the beach.
Sure, that's
they're
all
used,
right.
But they've been washed.
Thank you. They're nice.
I'm really sorry.
Beach towels.
Have you been on holiday with these?
Yeah, Leggy? We went to Cyprus, and that's where we got all that from.
Oh, very nice. Look at that. The island
of... The other
of...
one has a donkey on it.
Oh, well, sure, why not? It's a traditional Greek donkey.
It's a map of Cyprus.
You see?
That's the island of Aphrodite.
No, it is.
Oh, Aphrodite.
It is,
I don't
that's
know
Cyprus.
That
yep.
is.
So that's Cyprus, another big Greek thing on the show today. And then this is Well, that is beautiful. That is beautiful.
That's the reason we got you about donkeys is because in our book is about Cyprus donkeys. A lot of stuff about Cyprus donkeys. About
there you go.
Tacky stuff.
That's a Cyprus donkey.
And this is for you as well. That you got to wear.
What is it?
That is the Stavros Flatley.
Oh, it's a Stavros Flatley T-shirt.
But it's the belly.
Is this the belly?
It's the belly.
And I know you'll fill that out properly.
How rude. I'm virtually anorexic, dude. How do I look in it?
That looks wicked.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Chris.
Hang on a second, look. Let me do it properly.
You look a treat on holiday, what with your donkey towel and your Stavros Flatley T-shirt.
And a key ring as well. You've got
a key ring.
Oh,
my God. I've got everything. Look at that.
See?
Oh, I've got so many things from Cyprus.
My mum used to say, don't come someone's house empty-handed, so we bought you everything.
You're coming to my house as well? This is a real treat.
you practically live here, didn't you?
What's all the food? What's all the food?
Cakes. Just loads of cakes.
Oh, well, that'll do. You guys can come on every day. So, when is the book out? Is the book out now?
Today.
Today?
Yeah,
today. Oh, that's so. What's a coincidence we got you in today?
It's worked out well, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So the book is, tell me about the book, it's How to Be a Little Bit Greek.
Yeah.
Stavros
Flatley. We just tried to, give you a little bit of Greek life in your life. So.
I like that.
Because we know you're definitely a little bit Greek.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Oh, I'm
trying to deny it all the time. But
I'm 100% a little bit Greek. Can I have a look at the book?
Yes, you may.
Are the photos of you in this book?
Yes.
I love this. Are you married, Nagi? Have you got?
Yes, I've got two kids.
That's nice.
A dog.
That's brilliant. Because a lot of people don't realise that a lot of people really kind of bought into the act of their father and son. They didn't realise it was like a cranky situation. Yeah. And Laggy, you're 33?
I've shaved. I've still got a little bit more than stubble, but...
Sure, I know. But when you're on the TV and everything, you have the boy look. Yeah. That's nice. And Dimitri, he's 59.
Yeah. So he's not my son, no. We just met one day.
Yeah, they met.
Decided to do an act.
They met at Clacton when they were doing summer season with Les Dennis. I love this. The photos are great.
Thank you.
Is that the tattoo on the back?
Zorba.
That's unbelievable.
That's good, isn't it?
Dance. Did you say dance? Come on, my boy.
Yeah.
I've got a very similar tattoo. which said, this man was drunk when he had this tattoo done. And it's just a massive tattoo of a kebab. On here, how to smash plates.
Oh, yeah, see? We got the right way.
This book is great. Look at this. I love this.
Thanks. That's yours. That's for you.
It's a perfect treat for anybody. Do you know what this has got written all over it? Early Christmas present.
Absolutely. Stocking filler.
Early Christmas
stocking
present.
Stocking filler.
He must like us, lads, because he's plugging it.
I'm telling you, you buy this, right, and then you could just hide it in a cupboard, right? Buy a couple of copies, hide it in the cupboard, give them out. Imagine the joy on your loved one's face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope no one buys it for you, though.
No. We ain't even got a copy ourselves yet.
We're going to end up with, 20 copies of those from everyone.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, guess what? I've got you a present, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's your book. Here it is. If you want, I'll sign it for you.
Thank you so much.
I love this. Look, and I've got a key ring, and I've got cakes, and more importantly, Stavros.
I know. Yeah. Live in the studio.
Thank you very much.
What's next? What's the next plan for you guys?
We're dancing our way around the country at the moment, doing gigs, and it's just been mental, absolutely mental. We just wake up every morning, pinch ourselves at... This is going on, and it's really good fun.
But it's good fun, though.
Oh, yeah, we have a whale of a time. We went to Cyprus the other day, did some guys' wedding, really lovely people. We came out and surprised them, and then now we're off to, on Friday, we're going to Ireland, then
what
Glasgow. Mad.
What a life.
Mm. Thank you.
See, it's amazing. I'm really pleased for you.
Thank you. Cheers, Chris.
Do you know what? Looking back, thank God you didn't win that blue. You know, you won't be allowed to do all these gigs.
No, I know, true. This the best thing's happened for us.
And what's happening with the day job?
Well, the electrical company's running itself. My brother looks after that, so...
Well, let's hope he is.
And the restaurant... We leased out the restaurant a few years ago, so everyone keeps asking me if I've still got the restaurant, but I haven't.
Just say yes.
Oh, well, my cooking was bad enough then. I'll start opening another restaurant again.
Oh, do you know what? We should have them at our next birthday party.
Mm. Yeah. I can't afford any to come keep coming back.
Well, no, we'll...
This cost me a fortune to bring all this
We'll
stuff.
Pay you. I don't know if you've ever worked for the BBC before, but we'll pay you. It won't be as much as those cakes cost you.
No, I know. But the towels were cheap, but but don't worry.
We won't be able to afford them either. Well, thank you for coming in.
This is a pleasure.
Go and get the book. Stavros Flatley has the book out, which you can go and get, which is How to Be a Little Bit Greek. It's tips on Greek food, culture and entertainment, and more importantly, it teaches you how to smash plates, which is very important. Yeah,
thank you very much.
And listen, good luck with the girls.
Oh, thank you.
They're going to be throwing themselves all over you.
Not if his mother's got anything to do with it, they won't be.
Yeah, but if he's got anything to do with it, oh, man. And don't listen to what your mum says. Girls are good for you. It's always good to get to know other people, right? You just behave. You just be careful.
Okay.
Just have a bit of fun. Don't get married too quickly.
Okay.
All right.
Don't worry, there's plenty of tips on in there about girls, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Written by you.
I know.
Of course.
Of course. Stavros Flatley, ladies and gentlemen. Nice. What a nice surprise.
Thank you.
17 minutes past 8.